You're listening to a European Tour Race to Dubai show.
Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Race to Dubai show as Byung-hun Ahn wins his first European Tour event at Wentworth.
I was hitting it well all week and tried to enjoy it, you know, shot by shot, and I guess it worked out.
After an incredible weekend of golf at the BMW PGA Championship, the South Korean finished 21 under par, a remarkable six shots ahead of Miguel Angel Jimenez and Tongchai Jaidi, who were in second place.
It's very good to see him. He's very young, you know. I think he has more confidence now. He can be the star player in the future.
So all the news, interviews and reaction from Wentworth, as well as a look forward to next week's European Tour event, the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open, hosted by the Rory Foundation. A warm welcome to this week's Race to Dubai show. I'm Richard Kaufman. Joining me is former European Tour player John Hawksworth. And John, Beniana worthy winner this week at Wentworth. He played some wonderful golf.
Oh, thoroughly impressed with the guy. I saw a lot of him yesterday. I followed him. He just looked to have everything. And wow, has he proved that. You know, he's quite a new guy on tour. Came from the Challenge Tour last year, finished third. Had a lot of good finishes, played well in the desert stretch. Hasn't missed a cut out of 12 events, retired once through neck injury in the first week in China, then had a good week the following week, and he's a quality player.
It was incredible. Let's hear from the man, shall we? The winner who hasn't underestimated the importance of winning the BMW PGA Championship.
I mean, I've won a major this year. I'm really happy with it. It got me into a lot of events, and I can't explain it in a word. I'm just over the moon right now.
You've done it in style, though. Excellent score and a first Asian champion of this event.
It's good to have it. It's definitely a record. I mean, I would love to win it, you know, as a first Asian to win this event. And that's great.
Nervous to start, but you look controlled and composed after that?
Yeah, it was nervous, definitely. I mean, every day in the first tee is always nervous. But, you know, I was hitting it well all week and tried to enjoy it, you know, shot by shot. And I guess it worked out.
How does it compare to winning the US Amateur?
Both are great titles to have, definitely. And I think it means it's more special because it's my second pro win, but in the main tour. It's one is win. I mean, definitely, those three wins I had was definitely up there.
Potentially world's top 50 as well, and this will open a lot of doors, won't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Never thought about it, to be honest. You know, win is good. That was my mindset today, you know. If I don't win, that's maybe next year. It'll be nice if I win, but never thought about the other things. No, the benefits of it, but trying to play well today.
Are you a man who celebrates, and if so, how?
I really don't celebrate, to be honest. Like, those events I won, I didn't do anything special. Like, you know, just have some nice dinner with my family, and that's about it. I'm not a really party guy.
Yeah, talking to Nick Dye there. Benny, as he's known, Byung-hun Ahn, fantastic victory. I mean, 65, lowest score of the day. He played 12 under par over the weekend. Tournament record under par, 21 under, as Nick was referring to there. Top 50 of the world, potentially into the US Open, into the Open Championship. Third on the Race to Dubai. The first player who's come to Wentworth to play this tournament for the first time and win since Scott Drummond some 11 years ago. It was a performance up there with the very best, John.
Where do you start with? Yeah, it was a performance up with the very best. But I've kind of kept my eye on him all year. And thought, this guy has something different. I watched him warm up a couple of times this week. You know, he makes a different noise with the golf ball. He's got a great putting technique. Very good short game. He's big, he's strong, he's young. And he just, really, to win by that margin of six shots is huge. It's a shot and a half a round, which doesn't sound much. But with the class field, you know, you've got to remember, Kymer was here, McDowell was here, Rory was here.
17 West. Of the world's top 50.
Well, there you go, 17. I was going to name them all as well. he's really split them in half. Rory would have had trouble at his best coping with that onslaught from that young man. We'll never know because he missed the cut. But nevertheless, he's taken his opportunity. I think he's 64 on Friday afternoon when it was late. You know, there'd been a lot of traffic on the greens. It was a bit parky in the evening, a bit breezy. Went out in 30, and then I think he birdied 10. That's when he started to make a real move because I think he shot 71 first round. Which is a good score, but then he just went up a gear. And boy, did he go up a gear. And today, you'd have been forgiven for him if he'd have peeled off and finished sort of fourth or fifth. And you said, well, he's had another good week. You know, he's been played nicely this year. He was 37th on the Race of Dubai going into today. So now he's gone up to third. You watch out for this guy. He's major potential, and I mean not flash in the pan either.
Let's just try and put it into perspective. You're doing that. You're saying he's major potential.
Oh, no question.
20-somethings have won this event now 3 years in a row. Of course, Manassero, Rory, now Benny, Benny Ahn, as he's known. Jordan Spieth obviously won the Masters. Ricky Fowler won the Players' Championship. We've been talking about McIlroy, all he's achieved. Then you look at the global perspective. Hideki Matsuyama certainly has arisen as the star of Asian golf. We've seen Anna Banlahiri win twice on the Race to Dubai this season. Is he one of those players in that Fowler, McIlroy mold, or is it too early to jump the gun?
No, I think you can look at him like that. What is he, 23? 23. I mean, it's nothing, is it? He's probably about taking his stabilisers off his bicycle. and he's winning tournaments like this. Yeah, you can put him in that bracket. I'd put him, of course, Fowler's just won the Players. He looks a more complete package to me, as if he's got, he'll have more consistency and be around for quite a long time. That's only Fowler's second win. It's a big one. This is a big one for Ahn, 23 years of age. McIlroy now won't have known really very much about him, and I don't suppose Fowler would have. They do now.
Yeah, incredible performance. I was very fortunate to walk the 18 holes of what was fantastic golf from him. He didn't put a foot wrong. I know you say you've been keeping an eye on him. Is there a weak part of his
no,
game?
No, not at all. But his signature's not great, to be honest, when he signs his scorecard.
He's only got two letters for his surname.
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, no, I can't see a weakness in his game. Perhaps not the best at teeing the ball up. Apart from that, if he just works on that a little bit, he should... No, there's nothing wrong. No weakness whatsoever.
I mean, he birdied 2, 4 and 11 and then hit the most glorious 5-iron into the 12th to set up what was an eagle that he could blow into the hole. It was that close.
Well,
to
he did it
in
the first yesterday. He stiffed it with an 8-iron from 169. I mean, it nearly went in. We're not talking to 2 feet. We're talking, even you couldn't miss it, Richard, with a blindfold on. No chance. He had some quality golf shots at seriously the right time.
Never looked like wobbling, never looked like missing. That's how you win a golf tournament, by 6 shots. So who came closest? Well, you have to say, we're talking about a young gun, 23 years of age. It was the old boys, if you like, that came closest. Another of the Asian players that had a great weekend at Wentworth was Tong Chai Jaidi, the 45-year-old who finished in a tie for second at 15 under par.
We played solid last today. Stuck in a lot back nine. We missed a lot of putt, short putt. Anyway, you are pretty good now anyway, you know, we came second anyway. You know, they're pretty good for me for the luck course in here, you know. And I know I played top 10 before. This one, my great time this year. You know, I'm not complaining about my golf game this week. Fantastic game, everything, yeah, putting, coming back, and driving something is a little bit, you know, it's chilly, you know, but, you know, we can come back with by putting, you know. Anyway, you know, golf, you never know.
It's a big week, even though he finished second, Tong Chai Jaidi, because it's a really big step for him to making the President's Cup side, to make that Team Asia against Team America. They'll be played in Korea. I suppose Benny Ahn is going to be now someone that they'll want playing in their homeland, along with Sangmun Bae, perhaps. But we shall see. That's for the future. For Jaidi, he looked like the man that was going to challenge for a long time, but he just came up short in the end, John.
He did. I mean, I have to say with Jaidi, I've seen quite a lot of him. The way he scored and got round, got in a bit of bother, had to lay up, didn't drive it occasionally great. But I tell you what, if there's a lesson in how to get it round a golf course, at times when you're not quite firing on all cylinders, Jaidi was the man. I was so impressed with him. A very successful golfer who's won multiple events. But around this golf course, he got in a little bit of bother from time. Not a lot, but when he did, he escaped brilliantly. Today, 2 putts at the first, very difficult. The third, he hit it in the trap off the tee after par in the second. Got up and down for about 140 yards. The fourth, again, he laid up because he drove it in the rough, wedged it onto about 5 feet, hold it. Then he held a monster on 5 for a birdie. So suddenly he's 3 under after 5, when really, he should have been a couple over. You know, but there's no pictures on scorecards, Richard, even when you do your doodling. There's no pictures on scorecards, but that's how you get it around the golf course.
Yeah, superb performance from Jaidi. You have to say the same about the evergreen Spaniard Miguel Angel Jimenez, showing he's still able to compete with the best of them, finishing alongside Tong Chai in a second place on 15 under par. He enjoys playing in front of the Wentworth crowd as much as they enjoy watching him.
During this weekend here in Wentworth, I'm playing very well, and the crowd is, the people is unbelievable. I feel all the support of the people, the crowd here, and
is I enjoy very much. I'm really, really happy. And I think now with this second spot here, it's going to be allow me to be on the top 6 of the world ranking. And there I now have to decide because I have a big run. No? I had to play also, I'm committed to play next week. I don't know. I had to play Sweden there. And then you have to go to the States. And then probably I have to have a week off because it's not going to be too many tournaments.
Into the top 60 of the world, into playing at the US Open, 51 years of age, 51 years young, second for the second week in a row, John.
It's ridiculous. I mean, really, his mind now should be getting round to more of the doing a bit of gardening or maybe going on a Viking River cruise than performing like he is doing in these events. I mean, it's absolutely brilliant. Second last week, second this week. And you've got to remember, there's some young, strong, talented lads, but it just shows Jimenez has still got the complete game and the nerve.
Another hole-in-one this week.
Oh, I know.
How is he able to compete at that age when obviously so many players...
Desire, practice, belief and enjoyment. He enjoys it still. He enjoys being competitive. Jimenez, you know, he's played some exquisite shots this week and holds some putts and hits some iron shots. He's just got desire and loves it. He's going nowhere. And he's won twice on the Champions Tour. And he could have played in the US Senior PGA this week that's on at the same time. But oh no, he's come and mixed it with the Boy Scouts, even though really he should be the Scoutmaster. And he's finished second.
Magnificent performance. Some wonderful shots from him. And maybe the shot of the day was from England's Chris Wood. Finished fourth on the leaderboard after what was an outstanding final day, which saw him hit a hole-in-one on the 14th. Let's hear Wood's hole-in-one, that ace then, and his reaction to it.
Oh, it's a lovely shot. It spins! It's in! Hole-in-one number 5 of the week.
Solid 7-iron. You're always hoping that you get a bounce up to the top of that flag. You know, whenever they put the pins at the back on 14, you're sort of playing to pitch it maybe 5 short and hope it gets up the top of the ridge. But as soon as I hit it, me and Punk, my caddy, we both knew it was getting up there. And, one bounce and just trickled in the edge there.
What a lucrative final day it's proved to be for Chris Wood.
Fantastic, really. Because, of course, Jimenez Hold didn't win a car. And then Andrew Johnson Hold, he won a car at 10. Tremendous. And he had a great week, Chris Wood, you know, because he's had a rough time. Injuries, he's had a bit of back trouble. And it's nice. And, of course, then his rival, Danny Willett, has been doing exceptionally well. He's had a great week and he's won a car. I mean, it couldn't be better. I wonder if he's driving it now.
€200,000, I think he won for finishing where he did on the leaderboard, and that car's worth $150,000.
I think he won a bit more than that. I think he won $250,000.
Did he?
Yes, he won €250,000, wow. Euro, which is tremendous. Plus the car. Listen, the car's an absolute bonus. It will do his confidence no end of good where he finished in the tournament, and of course, he now doesn't have to worry about getting buses.
What about Francesco Molinari? Because he led after day one, led after day two, was in a share of the lead after day three, but he found himself fifth after that disappointing final round. He started on 14 under, but faded, ended on 12 under par. After leading for much of the tournament, he was understandably disappointed to have slipped down that leaderboard.
Just too many mistakes on the card. I made, I think, 5 birdies, which is, you know, enough, but not if you have that many bogeys and... disappointing, but you know, I evidently wasn't my day. I'll come again next year to try another time.
Is it all the more frustrating when you've led for 3 days and you've played such wonderful controlled golf?
It is, but you know, I knew obviously leading the first 3 days didn't count for anything, so I knew there was a job to be done today, and unfortunately I couldn't do it.
Yeah, sounded downbeat, didn't he, John? Francesco Molinari, and you can understand why.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was the only guy under 70 in the first 3 rounds. He would be very disappointed. But then you've got to draw positives out of the fact, you know, that he's had a very good week, didn't get off to the best of starts today, but then golf has worked in perfect terms, and I suppose it'll be a shock to the system. But when he reflects on it and has a think about the week, he should be delighted with himself. And I don't think... Well, he could have shot 66 and he wouldn't have won today.
Yeah, that's because the man he was trying to chase down was so classy. What a performance from Byung-Hun Ahn. And you've got to say well done to Boxy and Robert Lee and Richard Boxall doing the European Tour Race to Dubai show last week. Asked for their tips ahead of this week's BMW PGA Championship. Robert went for Gregory Avray, who finished tied 11th. And Boxy went for Francesco Molinari, looking good, wasn't it, until the final round. Molinari, of course, finishing in 5th place. John, will you chuck us down the top 10?
Yes, I'm going to start from 10th. Alessandro Cannizzaro's on 9 under par. He finished 10th. 8th tied was Julien Ken from France and Alexander Norin, which was very nice to see them up there as well. They were on minus 10. Then 6th tied, Shane Lowry and Tommy Fleetwood, who set off with the birdie. They were both on minus 11. Fifth on his own was Francesco Molinari, up minus 12. Fourth, the hole-in-one man, Chris Wood, 13 under, €250,000. Thank you very much. Then second tied, Miguel Angel Jimenez, again for the second week running, and Tongchai Jaidi from Thailand on 15 under. And then we know that the champion, who won by 6 shots on minus 21, was Byung-Hun An. What a performance, Richard.
Yeah, and he hit some spectacular golf shots. And we've been treated all week long, haven't we, to some wonderful, wonderful shots. This happened, though, within just 20 minutes on Saturday.
He's held it! Unbelievable from Tommy Fleetwood. And Albatross flies him up the leaderboard.
He is Mr. Hole-in-One, and he did it again. The gunslinger's pose, the snake hips and the high five.
Dave Farrer there with the commentary. Tommy Fleetwood with the Albatross on Saturday. Miguel Angel Jimenez with the hole-in-one. We should mention Tommy Fleetwood because for a little while today, and maybe even pre-round, a lot of people were thinking he would be the young gun to emerge.
He was starting the day 3 behind on 11 under. Then he birdied the first. I was out with him with Jaidi. Stiffed it at the first. I thought, oh, now then. He was unlucky at the third as well because he pitched it up the top of the slope and it came back. And then he birdied 4 as well. So he was 2 under after 4. Should have birdied 5, he didn't. But then on 6, he fired it over the green. And he did again on 7. And he made bogey on 7. And that seemed to rattle his cage a bit. And it just wasn't to be. But it's another great week. He's turning into a consistently good leaderboard player. But he's hunting down another win because he only won once at Glen Eagles. He's up there all the time. You've got to draw a positive out of that.
His time will come.
He wouldn't, you know, I mean, when you think today Fleetwood shot 72, he's finished 10 shots behind. So he shoots 63 today. It wouldn't have been good enough.
So, yeah, good performance from Tommy Fleetwood. And Albatross, obviously the highlight of his week. 5 hole-in-ones on the week. I mean, it's incredible the amount of hole-in-ones this season.
Jimenez had back-to-back holes in one. One last week, one this week. I actually did that one year, you know.
Did
two,
you?
2 weeks running. German Open and then the Belfry.
And what did you win?
Nothing.
That's a shame, isn't it?
It was. I was slightly gutted because there were cars everywhere. But not on the holes I hold it on.
Well, unfortunately, that's old news. New news is that the DP World Tour Championship in Dubai, the European Tour's end-of-season tournament, held obviously in Dubai, was given a significant boost with the news that the global ports operator DP World has agreed to continue its title sponsorship for another 5 years. That takes the agreement until 2020. So that's great news. Steve Webster joined the illustrious group of players who have appeared in 500 European Tour events at Wentworth this week. Only the 29th player to do so. He might have missed the cut at Wentworth, but he became the 10th Englishman to make it to 500 events. It's his 20th season, and he's picked up 2 European Tour titles along the way. Here's what he had to say about reaching that milestone.
I just want to thank everybody on the European Tour for all their support over the last 20 years. It's been an amazing journey, and hopefully there's a few more years to come, but it's great way to mark my 500th at Wentworth, you know, the best tournament of the year. Shame I played probably my worst golf of my life, but, you know, I've really enjoyed it and I just want to thank everybody for their support.
So a great week at Wentworth, and I think it's going to be equally as good, isn't it, in next week's tournament. We're off to the beautiful surroundings of the Royal County Down Golf Course in Newcastle, Northern Ireland, for the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open, hosted by the Rory Foundation. An incredible field set to be playing there. I mean, you just run through the list. I mean, I've got it in front of me here.
Would you like
John,
me to?
Well, I mean, just pick out one or two of the names that you've got there.
All right, well, we'll start off. I don't know if you've heard of him. Rory McIlroy.
He's quite good.
Then Sergio Garcia there. Ricky Fowler's going over because he's friends with McIlroy. Martin Kammer, Dubois on Westwood, Donaldson, McDowell, Lahiri, Willett, Wiesberger, Gallagher, Jaidi, Fleetwood. Gallagher pulled out this week, had an injury. Let's hope he's all right. Then Ernie Els, Clark, Harrington, Donald, Robert Carlton, Manicero's there, Kiros is there, Shane Lowry's going to be there, because he won it as an amateur. Emiliano Griot, he was up there this week. Eddie Pepperell, a real bright prospect. Michael Howie, 5-time winner on the European Tour. Are you getting the theme? It's quite a good field.
It is. Should be great. Great setting as well. Tell us a bit about the course, John.
Can get a bit breezy around there. A lot of blind shots. Real old-fashioned sort of... It'll have pot bunkers, which will be revetted. Good surfaces, putting surfaces, there always are on the European Tour. And it'll be great if the weather blows a bit. Just a bit of breeze, just to test them out. Be a great sort of warm-up for the Open Championship in July. I wish I was going, Richard, but I'm not.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. The host with the most will, of course, be Rory McIlroy. Missed the cut at Wentworth, but what an opportunity to bounce back.
Well, it is an opportunity. You know, hopefully he's recharged his batteries. It's going to be hard for him to win the Irish Open, you know, with all he's hosting. He'll have a lot of stuff to do, coping with the home fans, the media scrum that'll go on around him. Maybe a little bit of that will be taken away by the fact Ricky Fowler's gone. He's just won the Players. Anyway, I used to love the Irish Open. It is like a major.
Rory hosting due to his Rory Foundation. That was set up at the start of 2013 to raise funds for children's charities across the world, but also work in conjunction with the European Tour and its charitable arm, the Tour Players Foundation, to choose charities to benefit from the tournament. So a sellout, everyone looking forward to it. And so is Shane Lowry, who enjoyed a good weekend at Wentworth, finished in tied sixth and is hoping to carry that momentum into his home tournament next weekend.
Really looking forward to the Irish Open next week. You know, going in with a little bit of form, which is nice, and hopefully I can do something special up there. I've only played Roy County Down a few times now, but yeah, it's a nice golf course, nice place, and obviously it's my home tournament, so I'm going there and I really want to win. Hey, you never know.
And don't forget, you'll be able to listen to live, uninterrupted coverage of the tournament, the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open, hosted by the Rory Foundation on European Tour Radio. You can listen on the official European Tour website, the European Tour app, and on TuneIn. You'll also be able to hear us on the course and its surrounds on 107.6 FM. So if you want to get in touch with the team, you can do so on Twitter, at European Tour, and at Golf Chat Live. They're the handles to use, and the hashtags are hashtag ET Live Blog and hashtag European Tour. You can also email us on European Tour Radio at AOL.com. That's European Tour Radio at AOL.com. So, John Hawksworth, your tip. Who's going to win it?
Well, why don't you go first?
Okay, well, I think that knowing the course well is a big advantage. So yeah. Rory McIlroy, obviously, he lives down the road, he goes there, he practices, he sticks out like a sore thumb. However, I mean, that would just be down Easy Street, wouldn't it? Just heard from him. He's played it a few times. He's in good form. I'll go for Shane Lowry.
That's a good call. I was going to go for him.
You told me to go first.
Yes, I know, but I didn't know you were going to pick him. Right, I'll go for Ernie Els.
So John's tip there is Ernie Els. I've gone for Shane Lowry. If you could just run us through the top 10 on the Race to Dubai standings.
And
please.
I'm going to start with 10th place, which is Ross Fisher at the moment. Anaban Lahiri is in 9th. Miguel Angel Jimenez, amazing, 8th. Tongchai Jaidi, 7th. Brandon Grace, 6th. Louis Oosthuizen is 5th. Justin Rose, 4th. Byung-Hun An, 3rd. And that will roll off my tongue more and more as the year goes on. Danny Willett second, and Rory McIlroy, next week's host, is number one.
Well, that's all for now. We'll be back next week to look back at that Dubai Duty Free Irish Open, hosted by the Rory Foundation. We'll also look ahead to the next event on the European Tour schedule, the Nordea Masters in Sweden. So until next time, from me, Richard Kaufman, and from John Hawksworth,
bye-bye.
Goodbye for now.